pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishto Vishnupad, Ashtatta Shatasri Sima, Bhakti Daita, Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy. Bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Guru Varga and pray for their causeless mercy. Give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects all the activities. Our most revered Gurudev and Param Gurudev, founder of worldwide Sri Chaitanya Math, Sri Gauriya Mother Organization, advised to speak Harikatha. But whether I am entitled to speak Harikatha, there is doubt in it. Yet, it is the advice we should speak Harikatha. Otherwise, your ulterior desires will not be removed. Should not be idle speaking Harikatha and hearing Harikatha. Gradually we will get the update. You should sincerely do. He gave a warning. Don't speak Harikatha with mundane objects, mundane benefits, then you will not get actual eternal bliss, eternal good. You will be deprived. Target should be correct. Target is the satisfaction of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. A professional priest, his target is different. Will never get Krishna prema. His target is different. Get something, money or fame and fame, etc. So, at least you should try. and she has given conditions. Who will speak Hari Katha? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami himself, with great emphasis, said, "You should speak Hari Katha. For the satisfaction of Hari, who will speak Hari Katha? He has dedicated his life fully, completely to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees, and he has stripped out a counterpart doing it. Hari Katha, by going through books, you cannot speak the book knowledge. Hari Katha will be revealed, revelation will descend, it's difficult, not easy. He has given this condition. That condition is, you have to serve Krishna 24 hours at every step. At every moment, there should not be any diversion of your mind to any other object. Only for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his counterpart, Gurudev, Vaishnavas. You should speak that transcendental glories of Krishna and personal associates will descend in your heart, in your tongue. Then you can speak. You can speak by your own caliber, Pandan caliber. That will be speech. But Hari Katha is very, very, very scarce. You will find three sitting of Bhagavat, one in Badrinarayan, speaker that is Vyasmuni, listener Shukadev, not ordinary person. 7 days without taking any food or anything, continuously hearing. Continuously speaking. Second act to Gartha. There, here one listener, one speaker. There, millions of listeners, Rishi Munis, and also kings. They are listening. And Shuddhi Vishnu was speaking, Parikrit Maharaj was hearing. Uddhava Goswami told, the advice instructed, you should not divert your mind at anything. Karma, Gyan, Yoga. No. My instance. As well established in Brahmananda. It is not easily, nobody can get it. My mind was attracted by the glories of Sri Krishna. So you are not to do anything. 7 days you should hear Hari Katha. And he heard without taking food, their water, without taking less. You cannot imagine. First session, third meeting in there in Naimisharanya. 60,000 rishis. You will not find any such place here. But 10 days of silence, tang, nang, kung, tang, nothing. 1 point in devotion. There are listeners, they are also performing bhajan. Speakers, they are also performing worship bhajan. Not for any other purpose. To violate the time somehow. With seriousness, to do this. I have got the drawbacks. I have got this misconception of self and this body. Body is non-eternal, composed of, consists of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky. And the bodily sense organs, the ones, all the objects of these sense organs in this world. That intuition is there to get non-eternal enjoyments of the world. It's the cause of our bondage. There is the hard shackle by which we are completely attached to this non-eternal world. But there is, we should look only here attentively, continuously. By hearing he got the ultimate object. I don't want to elaborate it. But one thing I want to remind me is for my own benefit. Prema bhakti cannot be attained all on a sudden. There is a gradual procedure, process, effort. It is instructed by our Gurudev. Gurudev means original Gurudev, Rupa Goswami, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In our observances of Kartik Bhava, we remember this. Adau Shraddha. I shall not explain in detail, but within a half a minute or less than I can speak. But to get the objective, I may pass through thousands of parts. But even in a moment I can get. Sincerity, intensity is necessary. Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atara Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nibhriti Shad Tato Nishtha Guruti Stato Asatakti Asakti Tato Bhava Tato Prema Bhujjanjati Sadhakanam ayam pramna pradit bhavet bhavet karma. Not less than half minute. And you have got it? I have not even crossed the first stage. Adau Shraddha. I have got not belief. Shraddha, general meaning is belief. But what sort of belief? Hard faith. Strong belief. Shraddha sadhya vishyas peshudhira nishchaya krishna bhakti gaile sarva karma pindaha. In Bengali, right? Hard faith, there should not be any doubt in it. There should not be any kind of diversion in it. Then your bhajan will not start. If there is any hesitation, any doubt in it. Whether I have been established in the first stage that I have to see. By serving Sri Krishna, you serve all. You are not to do anything. He is at the root. You pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished all. Several times he has heard. But actually my life, I say in the meeting but not follow. There should be actual life, actual practice. That is acceptable. So I am not getting my eternal welfare, and how can I give to others? If there is no practical life, practically I have to do, then that will have impression. Firm faith, don't read the book. Then after that, sadhu sangha. Who is sadhu? I am speaking about how we can get the highest objective. There is a gradual procedure, progress, method. All of a sudden you cannot get it. Nobody can get it. That procedure we have to follow. First, adung shraddha. Must have firm faith. There should not be any doubt in it. Any kind of hesitation is there. Yeah. We have not crossed the first. Oh, it is not fully correct. Then you are stopped. Supreme Lord is one. He may have many manifestations. The highest form is Nandanandan Krishna. All kinds of delightful relation you will get there. Prema Bhakti you can get by worshipping Nandanandan Krishna, not others. How to get it? Rupa Goswami has said. Adau Shraddha. After that, Sadhu Sangha. Very rare to get a sadhu. You have said, yeah, I am a sattva, I am sadhu. But I am not sadhu. Sadhu should have one point of devotion to Supreme Lord Krishna. His everything should be devoted, engaged. All the sense organs and objects for this time, Mr. Krishna, and nothing else. Then he is sadhu. Shat, eternally existing vision is called sadhu. You have got, if I have got some attraction for non-eternal things of this world, this body is non-eternal, and requirement of this body is non-eternal, sense organs are non-eternal. You have got, if inside any kind of desire, then your sadhu sangha, actually you are not accepting sadhu. You are the hidden form you are seeing. Actual bona fide sadhu is very rare. If you want quality, you cannot get quantity. Not possible. But God, Supreme Lord, has the love for all. He wants everybody should come to his lotus feet. He himself is appearing, he is sending his own person. We are not seeing. And within the heart he is also giving impetus. You don't feel it, you don't understand it. He is residing in the heart. Because we pass through several millions and millions of bartha that was, and those previous impressions are there in the heart. Even if we try karadhu, because of that, it takes time. Sadhu sangha, personal association with the sadhus. How? First we have to see whether he is a professional sadhu or an actual sadhu. He should be actual sadhu. He may not have worldly name and fame. That is not required. An ordinary person, ordinary caliber person he could get. But he should be sincerely pursued for service. That vibration will come to you. It is rarely to be found. Sincere soul is very rare. And you have to hear from him with taking complete shelter at his daughter's feet. When Krishna advised Arjuna, and Arjuna took shelter, I cannot decide which is dharma or the adharma, which is righteousness and righteousness. I am taking absolute shelter to you. Kindly advise me. Then Krishna says Gita. Not before that. Shuddha Bhakta also will not say anything. If you are not sincere, you may think they do not know. Knowing fully, they do not say. Because when they say, the defects of our neophyte aspirants, they will be discouraged. Oh, Guruji already knows. But knowing fully well, they do not say. Not to discourage them. That is, we have to adho-sadhya-sadhya sadhu-sangha. We have to associate with the sadhus. There are sixfold ways of associating sadhus. And you don't want to go in detail. Tadadhi, Pratikindadhi, etc. With love, you have to associate. Then, by that, an actual sadhu is Guru. Guru and sadhu always think they do not have the vanity that we are Guru, we are sadhu, we are giving instruction to the others as Guru and Sadhu. No. That is not the spirit. They are serving their Gurudev. They are serving their Gurudev's order and serving Krishna. One of the best services is to make the conditioned souls of the world for forgetting Krishna and getting so much trouble in this world. Bring to Krishna. Krishna will be satisfied. Krishna inside will be satisfied. He does not inside interfere with the little independence of any sentient being. Then consciousness will be destroyed without destroying consciousness. He himself is appearing and himself is giving advice and through devotees. You have to accept, willingly have to submit to me. I don't want to force you. Know it. Then, if you perform, if you accept Gurudev, and as per his instruction, if you perform bhajan, then your ulterior desires will be removed. Anarthanibri. At every stage, of progress. It may take time if you are not very sincere and not very intense attention. Take time. So Khatranga Raja got it in one moment. One moment. He took it and They believed it and did it. God is impartial. The Supreme Lord is impartial. All are equal to Him. If you want Him from the court of the earth, you will get Him immediately. He will get somebody and He will not get another. It cannot be, because He is complete. Nobody can give bribe to Him. Nothing is outside. The person who will give bribe, He is also within Him. And the things He wants to give, He wants to give, that is also within Him. Worldly magistrate or judge, they can take time. They have got one. If Krishna is complete, everything is within. So we have to see our own defects. And we think that by that we should not be disappointed. Adho sraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya tata anartha nibritti sat. If you are sincerely doing bhajan, all these nine forms, or 64 kinds of forms, or five forms, redemption kirtan, with avoiding tenfold appearance, then you will get gradually. Your all your desires will be removed. As long as desires for eternal and non-eternal things of this world, non-eternal enjoyments of the world, how we can concentrate the mind with the object worship? And how we can remove that, which we have imbibed through millions of births? Is it possible? We should have patience. After doing bhajan, then you can remove the ulterior desires. Then your mind will be fixed. Mind will not have diversion. No other thing is necessary. No other thing is needed for you. It is required for you. Only love for Krishna, love for God, love for there will be no diversion, fixation of mind, nishtha. Mind is concentrated now. No diversion is there. When there is no diversion, you are doing bhajan. All the time you are doing bhajan. You have understood bhajan only, your department. Then you will have attachment. Because Krishna is adhokshaja, beyond the comprehension of the gross sense organs and subtle sense organs. Whatever we see in this gross and subtle sense organs, all material things. He is transcendental supreme person. Transcendental supreme person, he is also person. He can tell you he is not something without any potency, without any form, without any, they are nothing. He is not nothing. He is everything. He is the cause of the formless Brahma. You go through Gita, you go through Bhagavad, you go through scripture, you just do not believe. This is our misfortune. His personality is the infinite personality. When you find so many personalities here in this world, and they are doing so many things in this world, inventing so many things, human beings and other living beings. And there is no personality in the cause. If there be any personality, and it will be limited. If there be no personality, nobody will go to him if he is not able to do anything. The able person is people go, because then they will be benefited. Here in this world we find. Supreme Lord is all at this world, is all everything, all kind of dear. If you pray to him with belief. Yeah. But he can give. No, we have submitted. We have submitted. Swamiji, we have submitted. All right. Draupadi complained to Krishna. I called you, said superintendent, but you came very late. Why? To rescue me from Dushasana. He is trying to make us back in. Before the whole of the kings, why you have come so late? Then Krishna said, shall I speak the truth? Yes. You have uttered my name all the time. Christ uttered my name. But you have not taken shelter to me. It is very difficult to deceive Bhagavan. He is within us. Within all sentient beings of this world. You have not submitted to me. What is that? You have submitted to Bhim and Arjuna. Saw them. If Bhim and Arjuna can rescue you, why I shall come? If you submit to me, then I shall come. You utter the name from the mouth, not from the heart. Heart is there, Bhim and Arjuna will come and rescue you. If Bhim and Arjuna can rescue you, why I shall go? Think yourself. Don't blame me. And after that you took shelter to Dronacharya. Dronacharya, the object of regard for all, Kaurav Pandav, Guru. If Dronacharya came, nobody can do anything. This sort of heinous crime, abominable action, nobody can do. So see, Draupadi took shelter to them, but uttering the name of Krishna. You have not taken shelter to me. Then you have taken shelter to Bhishma, Pratap, Dhamma Bhishma. After that, Dhritarashtra. After that, all the kings. After that, you tried yourself by cutting hold your lion cross. If you can try, if you can rescue yourself, why I should go? When you are unable, you lift one hand. But I am completely guilty. You have to submit to me completely. I am not partially guilty. When you submit to with two hands up, immediately like it. Are you blaming me? Immediately. If you would have done in first, you have come. Like that, you have to understand whether actually you are crossing all the stages. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Guru Padasraya, Bhajan, Anarthali Vritti, Nishtha, then test. After that, there will be test. Nishtha Ruchi, then attachment. After that, Bhav. And Bhakti Thakur has said, even in Bhav, the aspirant devotee is coming to the Bhav, then from there he may have fallen. If that person has got some attraction for name and fame and other things. But if he got prema bhakti, save the region. Because bhav, you cannot have bhav unless you have got a fixation of delightful relation. Now, there is changing, there is changing. Sometimes you think Krishna is the object of our hour. Krishna is master, I am servant. No, Krishna is friend, I am sakha. No. Krishna is Than. No, it's like that. Your mind is not fixed. After that you're going to get then bhava-bhakti. Then bhava-bhakti, that becomes almost fixed. When fixed, with the fixed that realization, Krishna is my consort, he is my husband, or Krishna, my son, if it is fixed, then you will have prema bhakti and there will be no cause of fall. I have to speak something. Another subject I want to say. Whether they are prepared to hear. It is a long subject. But as I shall try to speak in short. Because they have controlled me. You should not speak much. You should not speak much. Doctor advised me. Yesterday I used to speak. Now they are restricting me. So they have got love for me. But I don't find much pleasure when I'm restricted. It's illegal. Now one I try to at least to start this. You will find in Ekadash Kanda, 11th canto. Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Govinda Bhujagupta and Dharvatan Gurudva Pabashid Narada Vishnu Krishna Upasana Lash. Narada Goswami used to stay with Dwaraka continuously. Dwaraka protected by Krishna, protected by the arms of Krishna. Bhujarakki. Narada Goswami used to stay there, remain there. Always. Uruvar. Uruvar means addressing Parikshit Maharaj. You are the foremost amongst the two. Hey Uruvara. Why? For the strong desire, greed, strong desire or greed for worship of Krishna, for worship of Krishna. I want to stay at Dwaraka always, continuously. Here you see. Govinda Gujur Dharvatam Abhashit Narayana. Krishna Upasana Lalaswa. Why? With the desire, longing for worship of Krishna. With the desire of worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna. If there is greed, it is not bad. But greed for service of Krishna, not for sensuous enjoyment. It will be cause of bondage. You will find in Gita, Tividam Naraka Shvedam Dharam Nasunatma Kama Kadasa Lotasma Etatrang Tadet. Krishna gave warning. These three passions are the cause of our downfall, our ruin, our destruction. The doorway of destruction, Dwar, do you understand? It takes to destruction and to Inferno, hell. Even though Naraka says, Narak means hell. Dwaram Nasham Atmana. కామ కదంతట లోభ సహితత్వాన్ని తగ్గాయి. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ కామ్, కామ్ మీన్స్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ సెన్సువల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్, ఆల్ దీస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్, ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ హావ్ గాట్ దిస్ బికాజ్ దే హావ్ గాట్ దిస్ కాన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ బాడీ. Less, more or less, every living. But that is it. But here, Narada Goswami wants to remain continuously at Dharaka for desire, longing for Vashiva. If you can long for desire for enjoyment, and when enjoyment there with obstruction in the hindrance, then you will become furious. Anger come. And when anger will come, and after that, you will be infatuated, enchanted, your all intellect wisdom will be lost. You go with Varna. But we should have desire. What desire? Desire for service of Krishna and his devotees. Let the desire be there. Great eagerness to serve Krishna. Longing for Sri Krishna. Do serve. That calm will rescue you. Our Narottam Thakur has said, Kama Krishna Karmarpane. Yes, calm is bad. If you want to enjoy this world, then calm will take you to hell. But calm itself is not bad. May the calm be for. Calm means lust, desire. For Krishna, for service of Krishna and his devotee. Now go on serving 24 hours. You will not lose anything. You will get the highest. Kama Krishna. And you can conquer Kama. Automatically, your desire for all the sensual organs will be finished. If you engage with one service of Krishna, I will do it. Prodha Bhakta Vajjishijane. You can also apply this crowd, very bad, anger, furiousness, to persons who are hostile to bhakta. Hostile to bhakta, shuddha bhakta. Not out of obstruction of his will. If there is some will and they have made some obstruction, that is called kaam. That kaam will produce growth, anger, and that will be not beneficial to the person and to whom it is that cause is. He will not be beneficial. But krodh for bhakta, sacrificing his own interest. If I say anything in this person is very manic person, and very respectable person, he is speaking something against book, then I shall lose a material benefit. So I should not speak. No. You will speak. For the purpose that nobody should commit offense to a Krishna. Not personal, but out of personal grudge. Not out of personal grudge. For the benefit of that person, for the benefit of himself, for the benefit of others. It should not be misused. Kama, krodha, bhakta, desijana. Lobha, sadhu, sangha, hari katha. If there is greed, surely there is greed. Desire to hear hari katha. Why desire for all these worldly things? Everything will remain here in this world. Nothing will go with us. So, a wise person does not give so much importance to these worldly benefits. You have got this human birth for only worship of Krishna. By getting only, you will get all. Your life will be successful and others' life will be successful. Why we shall lose the time? No. Sam Krishna ka kodha bhakta ji, dhobo sadhu sangha hori kata. Sadhu sangha hori kata. Actual sadhu, you have to hear hori kata. Whose life is dedicated for the service of Krishna, not for any other God. God will take you. If you are eligible to get, God will make you. If anybody is eligible, he will get. He is compassionate. He is residing within the heart. Whether I want or not, he can understand. According to the desire, he will fulfill. He is very compassionate. Yes. And Krodha Bhakta Loga Sadhu Sangha Hari Katha Moha Ishtadabha Vine. I have not got up till now Krishna. I have not got my objective Krishna. Whole time is spoiled. Then he becomes evil dead. Stupid thing Krishna. Infatuation. This infatuation is good. But if you lose something, worldly things and infatuate, that is not good. And Moha Ishwaranam, Moha Vishnu Ganam, you can also sing the glories of Sri Krishna and his devotees. At heart's content, you should have that sort of enthusiasm in your heart. By then you will conquer all these foes, these enemies, foes, for our progress in the world. Now, one question here. Here it is written that Narada Goswami is staying in Dwaraka continuously for worship. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary said, Narada was cursed by Dakha. He will not be able to remain in one place. How the consistency? Is not telling the fact. Then Vishnu Chakravarti Bhag said, see, hear the history. Brahma ordered his son Dakha, first son, Dakha, to increase creation. He created 10,000 sons. 10,000 sons at that time nothing. In India also 10,000 nothing. In Calcutta it is nothing. 10,000 meant in the world 10,000. 10,000, so many places. Then Brahma instructed Dakha, you have to increase the creation. It should be millions and millions and millions. All the worldly places, all the countries, there should be human habitation. Then he said, when they became young, you have to go to worship in the jungle. Because there are many jungles at that time. And ferocious animals were not all moving everywhere. There's many trees to take fruit at that time. You have to propitiate Hari. Without the grace of Hari, you cannot get sun. They came there,
in the forest as per direction of his father. And they are performing penance. Narada Goswami could learn that the sons of Yakka, they have come here in the forest to increase creation. Let me go there. He sent his whole food to them. Long and old, very white bread, white muskets and all these white hairs. By seeing Narada, all the young boys did the gentle. Who are you? Mindfulness, who are you? We are the sons of Dakha. Why you have come here? Our father ordered us to perform penance, increase creation. What is the meaning of creation? You say. For creation, you should understand this. Sit down, hear me. What creation means? When a human being is created, he should remain within the womb of the mother. With heels upwards and stooping head. And worms are biting. And that baby cannot replace it. Tremendous suffering. To suffer, to give suffering to the divine beings. We have come here to create. Understand? Hear me. After that, after birth, always there is happiness. No. There are threefold afflictions. Afflictions due to disease of the body. Affliction due to separation, grief. Body rejection will have. Your brothers you have got here, the brothers will not die at one time. In different times. There is separation. This world is such. And other living beings will tease you. It will disturb the other living beings. There will be ferocious animals who may become. Now the most ferocious is the human being. Even more than ferocious lion or tiger. They will come as friend with you. And shooting you, they will be. Human beings have become more ferocious than other living beings. You can rescue yourself from other living beings. Now this, what is it called, this black age will find you. No humility. No thinking. Whether he has got any kind of enmity with that person, or any kind of, never saw him and never he did anything wrong to him. But they are doing this for their own purpose. He is very unusual for human beings. Human beings are for worship of God, but they are doing this. And it will increase in Kali Yuga. So, after the time of death, you will find what sort of suffering. What sort of suffering is there? This sort of suffering, your birth, Supreme Lord has created human form for his worship and not all these things. For getting mundane benefits, enjoyments and all these bodily relations. No. I shall take class. Every day you have to sit with me in the morning, afternoon, night. He's a big person. What the young boys they can say. Okay. And he was explaining everything. In Bengali, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written, Dilva Manava Jamalavya Samsari Krishna Vajra Dukkha Kahiva Kahaya. Long. I don't want to explain. You have got this human birth, precious human birth. After passing to 80 lakhs, and God has created this human birth only for worship Him. Why he was glad to get this human birth. And what you have come here to do? You have to worship Him. If you don't worship Him, then you should have the frustration. To whom I shall express my mental agony. Up till now I have not worshipped Krishna. Samsa-samsa-kili-mitya-kala-gal-labh-na-hai-lo-koti-lo-vanjal. All these things, if I say, then it will be another half an hour will go. No. You have to see Bhakti Uddhava's writing. Only by thinking about samsara, samsara, this is household, how you are spoiling your time. This is like a magic lantern. Now you are getting dizzy, etc. This is magic lantern. One picture is coming, another picture is going, another coming, and that. It is no value. Then once saying it there, you are doing all these things for your wife, children, etc. When you die, when they will die? You want to become the Kuthadu. All these things will be. Your body will be taken to the cremation ground for burning or burial ground. All the jackals and dogs, they will be very satisfied. Oh, hey, good flesh, and that I can take and make a fish curry. When you have got this human birth, you should start bhajan immediately. If you find some time, I shall explain the whole world theme, whole hymn. Of the cattle. You have heard about it. Think about it. So, Narada Goswami said, you should worship. By hearing. Alright. We shall not go back. We shall become ascetic. We shall not go urdhureta. We shall not go to household life, to creation. Then, Lakshmi Pujapati was very much enraged. What? Our 10,000 sons, they have been ascetic. They will not come. He wanted to cast, but at the fear, Narada Goswami is a dear devotee of Supreme Lord. Then he tolerated it somehow. And he created another 1,000. The children, sons. And asked them, go there for bhajan. Then they became niyam. But one thing, don't hear from anybody. It is my order, father's order is the last order. Did everybody say, this human birth, we cannot do this because of all these difficulties that there, miseries that there. Don't hear with any sadhu. Don't hear. What you have heard from me, yes. Whatever I have said, you have to create enthusiasm. All right. They went there. And now Goswami again heard about it again came. We also made obeisance. Not far. We have come here. What is creation? We do not know. Then he explained, hey, it is our father's order. My father told me, don't hear any sadhus. How you have come from father? You have to serve the father. You will be indebted to father. If you do not serve God, you will be indebted to father. You cannot pay back your debts to the parents. Who says so? At the time of lost rights of father, when father died, they all Supreme Lord, Vedant, Pundarikakshan, Gautam, Krishnavari, Kashmir, Tulsa, Puritanyam, Chakrashkin, Kherabat, Kusam, Puritanyam, Kusam, Puritanyam, Kusam, Puritanyam. Lastly they say, and you are saying, your father, for your father, you have got the devotion from father, then you have to worship Krishna, worship Supreme Lord, then you can say that the best, then you will be loved by your son, by your father. Father will be benefited. In this way, I shall take class. Every day, they are doing. All right. We shall not go back. Then, Dakka Prajapati could not do it. I cursed the Narad. He cannot stay in one place. Narad will roam about, move about, rotate about the whole world, universe. By staying one place, he is diverting the attention of all these young boys. The creation will not be possible. But if he moves, then he can remain in one place, one day or 2 days. For that reason, he has given this car. But you are staying in the Dharugapuri. How? Because Dharugapuri is transcendental realm. Here the laws of this world cannot be applicable to that. Here in this world also, if any criminal does any sin, crime, and enter another state, another independent state. The state where he was born, he could not do anything. That government cannot do. He had to submit his prayer to that government. Send, extradite that person. Through extradition, if they agree to extradite, then they can give some lesson, some punishment. Otherwise not. But there is transcendent realm. Here he can remain. But within the universe, he cannot. And Dakka Prajapati is within the universe. His caste will be only applicable to this universe and not beyond that. In the universe, he will not be able to. Like that, sadhus, actual sadhus, you should not associate much. You should not associate. It is dangerous. Actual sadhu is very difficult to get. I am not actual sadhu. You can associate with me. But actual sadhu, very dangerous. If you go on associating, then your everything will be finished. This world, creation will be finished. Why? Why do I want to do? Only 365 days, 2-3 days you give. And another 300, out of 365, 362 days or 63 days, you give to the world. That world will remain and also you will have the association. And you will continuously, you will go on associating with the sadhus. Then who will remain in this world? Creation will be short. So it is better, isn't it? Not to invite sadhus.
Okay. Devotees, now we have some questions. Firstly, we have questions from Arjuna Prabhu from Holland. His first question is, what is the difference between Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti?
Something I have said. Something I have said from Bhava Bhakti, ultimately Prema Bhakti. Without Prema, nobody can have direct person, direct darshan, perception, realization of Supreme Lord. Prema Bhakti. Prior to that, Bhava Bhakti. From Bhava Bhakti, there is the spiritual fall. And when the desire for relation is permanent, fixed, and you have got love for Krishna, tremendous, you can be, you know. But if I speak on, go on speaking elaborately, then it is bad. Passionately, I can speak.
Next question is it possible to experience prema in the sadhak deha, or can prema only be experienced in the siddha deha? Is it possible to experience prema in the sadhak deha?
Sadhak deha, sadhan siddha. If he becomes sadhan siddha, then he can have. And very rare. Prasada, but something is better than nothing. You have to go on. Our Guru Maharaj used to give us encouragement. Jāvata sadhya matkutāśu, jinti sarvatam, jari dukkhat basan kāman parittya giyāniṣṭhā. Tata bhajyate māṁ pritya sadhyāla dhiraniṣṭhya, jivana satyāni kābhāpita dukkhat akarṣṭhya kāra. I have got some faith. Otherwise, I am coming to this bhikshara. Some faith. Faith is there. Yes. By remaining in contact with the sadhus for 30 years, 40 years, by serving is to sadhu. That knowledge is. Jyadhan matkadhan. Limbindhan. I have got no desire for being anything big in this world. So all the everything is temporary. Here and hereafter in the heaven, I am not one. The kormis they may want, we have got to be here. No desire. But in the atasad vatkaran, nidbhana sarvakosi, vedi dukkhan patan kaman. And I have got the knowledge, I have understood, that all these calm desires for enjoyment is the cause of our affliction. There cannot be any kind of loss or any kind of desire of enjoyment without legal distress. Distress is there. If I have this also, I know. But I cannot give up. What I should do? Give up bhajan? No. Tata bhajata mang prito. You should not stop your bhajan. In spite of that, you continue bhajan. Because it is coming through different innumerable bars, innumerable, those thoughts are coming. Otherwise, it will not go. So, with love, with association of the sadhus, one vinikara. Pratapajya Mahatma, Swadhan, the great faith, and Dirhavishtha. With with certainty, with firmness, that you have also become bhajan. And should take also there should be patience in it. But the one Mam Sradhanu Dhiravishya. So Manasa Tan Kamang. If you are unable to give up calm enjoyments, really unable, you can accept. You can accept. But accept is not with adoration. By reproaching, the condemning, and being doing by, I am ruining myself, I am doing my destruction. By that you do. Then it will gradually stop. Not the other way. But you should not stop by that. Praktena bhakti vyadana. What is Vasa Gita Gune? Tamahajanya Shabdi Vahir Hidhisa. Bhakti Yoga. Already, Kudev Goshe Parikrit Maharaj. They have explained everything. With this bhakti yoga is happening. With that bhakti yoga, bhakti forms of bhakti, you have to perform. As I have already told you. Then, bar bar, again and again, again and again, again and again, then those thoughts will be there. Then thoughts of Bhagavan, Bhagavan is supreme, substance, very strong, and strong, heavy things will enter into the mind. Mind, there are thoughts of the world, thoughts of the light, like water. If there is in one vessel, there is water, you can purge out the water, you can take out the water by pouring heavy things, stones and bricks, etc. Like that. If heavy thoughts will enter, then this, all these light thoughts will be purged out.
Arjuna Prabhuji, you want to speak something? Arjuna Prabhu, I suppose you wanted to say something.
Prabhuji, you can read the question. You can read what I wrote to you.
Our Arjuna Prabhuji said that. But his lecture was so powerful, he is fully cured.
Fully cured? I am not cured. I am the same person. They only talk.
Okay, next questions we have from Triloknath Prabhuji. His first question is, sometimes we may be strongly inspired to do something. How can we tell when the guidance is from within? Guidance from within is coming from the super soul and not from the mind.
By the effect you can understand. By the fruit. Whether it is coming from super soul or mind. Super soul, if he appears and if you act upon it, then you will get the actual fruit. And if it is not usually some mental impression, then there cannot be the same. Do you see?
How will you know inspiration from within is coming from the super soul or from the mind?
By super soul, if it is come, then you will get some energy. You will get the power to understand and you will be able to proceed. And if it is not from super soul, only for the mental thinking, then their own performance of different devotional forms, you will get some sort of enhancement. Actual enhancement, it cannot be. Super soul means realized souls.
His next question is, it is said that, firstly it is said that if we take one step towards Krishna, he will take 1,000 steps towards us. But it is also said, secondly, that we will never attain prema until we have fully surrendered with unmotivated, uninterrupted and exclusive devotion to Him. So, the first statement makes it sound very easy, but the second makes it sound impossible. Could you explain about these two different levels of surrender, their results and how we can progress to the highest level?
There is there, in Gita you will find, Nahi kallanikit prashti dhukhatin tathagachya. Krishna has said, a sincere soul will not be deceived. Sincere soul. Now, whether you are sincerely God is deciding in the heart, whether you sincerely want Him or something else, He knows. You cannot say it. If you sincerely want, then you will get it. It will be very difficult for a neophyte sadhak. You have sincere desire. Always they have got some drawbacks, some sort of attraction to worldly things. Sometimes they think that we should have the desire for worship God. Again that mind is disturbed. So God is there. By words, He will not give the importance to the words, but importance to the thought, what He thinks. Oh God, I do not want money. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, jagadisha kame. Mu janma janmasya bhodha bhakti rahit. I do not want money. I do not want manpower. I do not want erudition or salvation. I want the one exclusive division to you. Can a person say like this? You have built one big building and all money is there. And if Krishna comes, you are saying it from the core of the heart. You do not have money. Alright, then come along. So now I have built this. I shall have to remain here. Now I cannot go. Then you have got attraction to this. Actually, you are not speaking from the heart, only from the words. If you speak from the heart, immediately you will take. Very difficult to speak from the heart. Oh, yes, I have to say that I do not want money. But some money is necessary. Money is necessary. Like that. Without money, how we can move? Like that, God is deciding. He is not particular about the words. He is particular about the thought within this. You will get it. The thought is correct, you will get it. And He Himself, you should say, I do not want money. You want money? You do not want money? Manpower? Or anything in this world, learning or name and fame, etc. No. Only you. If you get, there is one king, is the previously England king, he was the emperor. If a person becomes the own person of king, the king's property, he becomes the king. A person, he becomes the king. Property will come to him automatically. If the Supreme Lord, you get Supreme Lord, and what else, everything is with meaning. But we have got weakness. Oh Lord, I have got difficulty for money. I shall serve you. Bring, give me $3 million. Then I shall be able to do all this bhajan. $3 million only. Like that. And you are offering to Supreme Lord $100 and then paying for it. And paying for $3 million. What sort of business?
Prabhuji, is it clear now? Your doubts are clear?
No.
with you. Okay. Next we have questions from Kundalata Mataji. She says, I would dearly love my family members to become Krishna conscious. How can I do this? I understand that to become Krishna conscious myself will be the best way. But is there anything else I can do?
Yes, but you see, it depends upon the capability of the Vaishnava. You should be sincere as per your capability. You should try to do good to the children as far as practical. We are not realized souls like great saints. Great saints have got great power, they can do this. But if you have got this good desire, to your effort you have to do. As much effort you can do. And to that extent, you can do good to others. And God, Lord will come at your back. God helps to help themselves. God will come and His own persons will come to help you. They will come. They will give power to you. As Prahlad Maharaj could not make his son devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, by his remembrance, will be sanctified. But Prahlad Maharaj could not make his son Virochan a sadhu, and he tried very much, but he became a demon. He sent him to Brihaspati, not to Vrajaya, but he did not become unbalanced. His previous karma, actions and impressions are different. My duty I have performed, and it depends upon Supreme Lord and his previous impressions. What can I do? He did not become unbalanced. He did not speak anything against his son. This is previous impression. But when we have a determination, this should be taken by this son. This should be taken. And he will not take or she will not take, then he will be enraged. That should not be such. Resolution, such determination. In that direction, you have to do good. He or she may take as much thing, much is good. And your daughter is good.
Her next question is, my Guru Maharaj used to say, die to live. Would you please say something on this topic? Die to live.
Because you see, our self is eternal. Self does not die. When our eternal nature of the self will be awakened. At that time, with awakened soul, we shall leave this body. And we shall go according to our thought. You will get the thought is divine thought, then you will get the divinity. You will get. And if the thought is different thought, the worldly, then you will come to the worldly. At the time of death, whatever thought is there, according to you will get. What is it? Die. You should die to live means give up all ulterior desires of this world. There should not be any connection with this non-eternal world. Non-eternal world should be dead, and eternal Supreme God, that qualification, with that qualification you should go.
very active living. We shouldn't want to be born again in this world. Then we should be again under the grip of that death.
Is it clear, Mataji? Are you all? Now we have the last question for today. Today's last question is from little Lalita. She is there. Would she like to speak her question for herself? Will she speak her question? She has one question for Maharaj. She says, why did God make us?
You have to ask God. You have to see God and ask Him. I am not God. How can I say? You have to perform bhajan and see God and ask Him why you are doing it. Because we want these worldly things and worldly enjoyment. But that is, he has created so many planets and so many species out of affection. They did not want to serve me, they want to enjoy. If I do not give them power, then they cannot do this. So I am creating many species with material body, with spiritual body, they cannot enjoy. If they are on that, they are inferior things to be enjoyed. In spirit, yourself is spirit. And the spiritual nature is for matter, not for Krishna. You want something else, then God has to deal with all this world and species, and you have to move. And after that, when you get human birth, then God gives the determination, the discriminating power. Then whether you should accept eternal truth or non-eternal. You want to know, I do not want non-eternal truth. I eternal truth, Supreme Lord, then come to me. Perform bhajan. Human beings are created only for His service. And nothing else. It is written in the Bhagavad. Human beings are not for defending or eating, sleeping, defending and making, all these things. These birds and beasts they are doing. The human birth is meant for worship of Supreme Lord. Your age, I think, is 10 years. Huh? 7 years. 5 years age, Dhruva, 5 years age, Prahlad, started bhajan. By 5 years. From the childhood, you should perform bhajan. We have got knowledge, relation with Krishna only. And all these relations are non eternal. Very active relations.
We all hope little Lalita has understood Guru Maharaj's question, or she will understand in future. And now we just have to keep them and.
Are you heard that now?